Namaste! Welcome to the All Is Coming podcast. I am so glad that you're here. This is a podcast about finding clarity, balance, and deep purpose through the practice of yoga and meditation. I'm Monica Stone, and I'm a yoga teacher and mentor. I teach classes locally in Orlando, Florida, but I'm also a virtual yoga teacher at theyogimovement.com, and that's yogi with an I. I help people who are driven and motivated but overwhelmed. I teach simple yoga practices to end the mind clutter so that you can move forward on your path with total clarity and confidence, even if it's just 5 minutes of practice a day. This is a community that believes anything is possible. You just have to be willing to practice with total devotion and do the work, and all is coming. So let's get started. Namaste. Hi, welcome to the All Is Coming podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. So today we're going to do a quick yoga practice. If you ever want to practice yoga and you feel like you don't have enough time, this practice is for you. You can literally do this in 5 minutes and you can make it go as long as you want. So I have the perfect practice for you that you can do anytime. So we're going to start right now. This practice is basically sun salutations with a little bit of a closing sequence. And sun salutations are great because they strengthen the body, they warm up the body, they work with your breath and movement, and so you learn to steady the mind, steady the breath, and also wake up the body and warm the body. So let's get started. We're going to go ahead and stand. I want you to roll out your mat. I want you to stand at the top of your mat, bringing your feet together, and I want you to press your feet into the earth. So feel your heels press down into the earth, and then move the awareness all the way through the toes. So maybe even lift up the toes and spread the toes and press them down. So feel rooted like a tree. Let your arms hang. So there's no need to stiffen the arms. Just let them hang and let all the joints align one over the other. Go ahead and take your shoulders down away from your ears. Lift up through the crown of your head as you stand up tall. Pull in the lower belly and lift up the rib cage. Slightly lower your chin down so that the crown of your head is facing up towards the sky. And just start to breathe deep. So let's do a quick breathing exercise to steady the mind before we start. So close your eyes here. Inhale through the nose, making a sound. And exhale, making a sound. So we're going to go ahead and keep the mouth closed the whole time, and you're just breathing through the nose, making a sound with your breath, feeling the breath come from the back of your throat. So it should sound like you're fogging a mirror, but with the mouth closed, okay? So let's do a few more breaths, just me and you together, as you steady the mind here, and just focus on the sound of the breath and steadying the mind. Good, so keep your breath with you. I'm going to explain just a few more things and then we're going to get started. So you want to make sure that the inhales and the exhales are the same length and that the inhale and the exhale moves with each posture. So when you finish one posture, you finish at the top of your inhale. When you finish the next movement, you finish at the bottom of your exhale. So you're going to have to work to slow down the movement and slow down the posture. So moving with me, you're going to have to move at my pace, but when you start to do this on your own, you're going to start to work with your own breath. But just make sure that you're not rushing the movement. You're letting the breath carry you through, okay? Also, at the end of this practice, I'm going to walk you through 3 sun salutations and some closing sequence, and then I'm going to tell you to go into final resting posture. But once you learn how to do this on your own, you can add more sun salutations so that you can do this on your own and make it longer, okay? So I'm going to do this first one really slow with you, and then we'll do it at normal pace. So standing in Samasthitihi, which is what we were just doing, the equal standing posture. Inhale as you bring your arms up overhead. Press the palms together, look up towards your thumbs. reach through the fingertips. Exhale as you fold forward, bring your hands down to the earth, bend your knees if you need to. There's no need to hurt your hamstrings, and then bring your head in towards your knees as you pull on the belly. Inhale as you look forward, lift the head, lengthen the spine here. Exhale as you step back to a plank position, and then lower down to a low push-up, and you can drop the knees if you need to. Now in this posture, your elbows are hugged into the rib cage, so it's like a tricep push-up, so don't get used to bringing your elbows out. You want the elbows tucked in. And then you're going to inhale as you come to upward facing dog. So when you do this, you're going to press the hands into the ground and then straighten the elbows. Roll the shoulders back, so you should have an arch in your back, and then slightly lift the chin up slowly as your head comes back, and then your gaze moves down towards your nose. Press the tops of your feet into the mat. So your feet should be untucked so that the top of your foot is pressing into the mat, focusing on the big toes. So don't let your heels roll out. Strengthen your legs. And then if you're feeling strong, you can eventually strengthen your legs enough to lift your knees off the ground so that you're only balancing on the tops of your feet and your hands. You don't need to do that. That's just if you wanted an extra challenge. Good. And then you're going to exhale as you go onto the knees, kind of in a tabletop position, and push back into downward facing dog. So now your legs are straightened, so you're straightening your legs to push back, and your hands and arms are straightened. So you're going to lift up your sit bone, lift up your pelvic floor, and then look up towards your navel. So you should be making a perfect triangle between the ground. So wherever you ended up in the end of the low push-up is where your hands and feet should be. Once you come into down dog, you don't want to move your hand. You don't want to walk your hands in. You don't want to walk your feet in. It stays right there. Good. So now that you're in down dog, you're going to push your heels back and down. They don't need to touch the mat, but you're just making that movement. And as you do that, you should feel the backs of your leg open. You're pushing back with your calf muscle, lengthening the heel towards the ground. Engage the quadriceps here to protect the hamstrings. Pull in the lower belly, look towards the navel, and by doing this, you're stretching the spine on the back of your neck. And now you're pushing the mat apart with the feet and the hands. So spread the fingers, spread the toes, feel the strength moving from the shoulders all the way down through the knuckles of the fingers, okay? And you're going to take 5 deep breaths here. I think you've been here for about 5 breaths already. So let's look towards the hands, and then as you inhale, bring your feet forward, so step your feet forward to your hands, and then lift the head, look forward, and that's all on the inhale, okay? Exhale, as you fold forward, bring your head in towards your knees, bend the knees if you need to, and then inhale, lift the head, start to lift the torso, coming all the way up, lift the arms up above the head, standing straight up as you look upwards, press the hands together. Exhale, bringing your arms down by your side, standing posture or samasthiti. Good. So let's do one together a little faster, all right? Inhale the arms up, look up towards the thumbs. Exhale, fold forward, bring your hands down to the earth, head in towards the knees, bend the knees if you need to. Inhale, lift the head, look forward, lengthen the spine, pull in the lower belly. Exhale, step back, plank position, lower down, low push-up, drop the knees if you need to. Inhale, coming to upward facing dog as you bring the chin up and back and straighten the arms. Maybe bringing your knees off the floor. Exhale as you push back into downward facing dog. Straightening the arms, pushing through the shoulders, straightening the legs. Breathing one. Two. Three. Four, and five. Good. Look towards the hands. Step or jump the feet forward to the hands. As you look forward, lift the head, lengthen the spine. Exhale, fold forward. Head comes in towards the knees. Inhale, bringing the arms all the way up over the head. Press the palms together. Exhale, arms by your side. Samasthitihi. One more. Inhale, the arms up. Look upwards. Exhale, fold forward, bring your hands down to the earth, head in towards the knees. Inhale, lift the head, look forward, lengthen the spine. Exhale, step or jump back, lower down to low push-up. Inhale, upward facing dog, straighten the arms, open up the heart. Exhale, downward facing dog, 5 deep breaths. You're doing awesome. You got this. Breathing one. Two, deep breath with sound. Three, steady the mind. If you're thinking, bring it back to the breath. Four. And five. Good. Look towards the hands here. Step or jump forward as you look forward and inhale. Exhale as you fold forward, head in towards the knees. Inhale, come all the way up. Press the palms together above the head. Exhale, samasthitihi. Beautiful. Good. So let's go ahead, coming down to a seated position. Inhale the arms up. Exhale, fold forward, bend the knees. Inhale, gazing forward here as you lengthen the spine. Exhale, step back to plank and lower down, low push-up. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. And from here, just drop the knees, coming into tabletop, and we'll come down into a seated position. Good, so we're going to come to a comfortable cross-leg position. If you like to do a lotus, you can do that, but there's no need to. Just a comfortable position. Go ahead and bring your hands into your lap and just let them rest. Good. So we're going to go ahead and do a few breaths here just in a meditation posture to bring us down, and then we'll take final resting posture. So keeping the deep breath with sound. And the thing to remember here is that if your mind wanders, you bring it back to the breath, okay? So we're going to do 10 deep breaths, and I'm going to let you do them silently while I count them silently, okay? Keeping the eyes closed. Good. So slowly opening the eyes, staying in this cross-leg position, pull the shoulders down away from the ears, quickly scan the body, starting from the crown of the head, moving through, seeing how you feel. If there's any areas that feel discomfort, just start to breathe into those areas. Go ahead and release the legs, release the arms, lay all the way down. Take a big deep breath in here through the nose, and letting out a sigh through the mouth. Good. So now just let the breath return to normal. You're going to take final resting posture here as you start at the crown of your head, moving through the tips of your toes, scanning the body in any areas that feel discomfort, just breathing light into those areas, noticing how you feel now before we started to how we are now. If you feel any lighter in the body, any freer in the mind. If it's the morning and you just practiced this, you should be ready to take on anything during the day, being able to react completely calm and collected to any situation. And if you're doing this at night, you should be able to sleep really well tonight. You should be able to let go of any worries or stresses that happened throughout the day and put them behind you and just be present and start to move forward in the next moment, in the next day. So thank you so much for sharing your energy. You are a beautiful person. You have a beautiful practice. And I can't wait to see you at the next podcast. Just a little reminder, if you liked this, you can go to theyogimovement.com/sunsalutation. That is singular, not plural. And you can see a little YouTube video if you need a little bit more explanation. All right? Namaste. Thank you.